All right, now it's time for a pretty big headline, and as we are both video gamers, we're very excited about this. Every year, there is arguably the biggest video game convention and exposition.
The biggest of the year,
yeah,
that's right.
It's like the Super Bowl of video game previews. It's called E3,
the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yep.
That's right. It's coming up. It's right around the corner from June 14th through the 16th. All the big video game companies, the publishers, the developers get together in California and they show off their latest projects. They bring playable demos and they basically lay out a roadmap for the next year or two of what to expect from the various studios and console manufacturers. So, as is tradition here when E3 comes along, everybody in the video game community drools over all the latest rumors and news and announcements.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in this week leading up to E3, there's been a whole bunch of news and new rumors hitting online. So I figured we would go over a couple of the different games that are reported to be at E3, some of the games that are rumored to be at E3, some of the stuff that we hope to see, and basically just weigh in on all these new reports and rumors. Let's start off with the confirmed games, though. Just looking down the list, one of the things that catches my eye is that new game Battlefield 1, a first-person shooter from EA and DICE. It takes place in World War I, which is not really a genre that's ever been touched on in video games before, at least none that I can remember.
Wasn't one of the World at Wars World War One?
No, all were World War Two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Call of Duty World at War was World War Two. I've never seen a World War One game. Maybe a really small unknown one, but this is the first big, you know, AAA first person shooter one. I'm really interested to see how they're going to do like trench warfare and, you know, the first tanks and first airplanes and cavalry units. You know, because war at that time was going through great changes. And there were so many fronts to fight on, so many fronts that aren't really talked about in history classes either. So I'm interested to see how they're going to handle that. Apparently, they will be premiering multiplayer gameplay at E3 this year, and the game is scheduled for release in the fall. So hopefully we'll get a lot of good news next week. You know, I've sort of trended away from the war games, the first-person shooter war games, but I think if this one has a decent single-player campaign, I think that I might be willing to give it another shot because it's just so novel. You know, it's not Advanced Warfare anymore. It's not World War. How many times have we killed Hitler? You know? I know Hitler's fun to kill, but I don't want to kill Hitler anymore. I want to kill somebody else. I want to see a different aspect of war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you be interested in this one?
Sure. I mean,
you're always looking for new things in games.
Right, and this could be a new take. I think you're right. Yeah, I don't remember another video game taking place in World War One.
Yeah.
It's often like a forgotten war now anyway. It's like, no, we need to go back and remember that one.
We do. You know, it's the one that really started off warfare in the 20th century.
Yeah.
Without getting too much into history,
yeah. Yes, please, history teacher.
I feel like we're about to like
come on, professor,
diverge into a history lesson. Well, when you think about it, so here's the thing: when you look at World War One, right, it's the thing that sparked most of the global conflicts that we have now. Most people say that there wouldn't be a World War Two without the Treaty of Versailles signed after World War One that demilitarized Germany and really crippled them economically to make them pay reparations for starting World War One. So what were we talking about again?
Battlefield 1.
Battlefield 1. I just went into like a mini history lesson there.
Okay, professor.
Yes. Your assignment for next week is to talk about... No, I'm kidding. I don't want to read anything. I did too much reading the past couple of months. But anyway, Battlefield 1, go check it out. Another big first-person shooter coming out, though, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, published by Activision, developed by Infinity Ward. You know, this is the latest installment in the Call of the famous Call of Duty franchise. This one's taking players to space, though. New gameplay includes gravity-free environments and the return of the popular zombie mode. You know, I'm so tired of futuristic warfare type stuff.
Well, there you go. That's why you're looking forward to Battlefield 1.
I want to go backwards in time. Yeah. You know, I like maybe next we'll see like the Civil War or something, you know, something different. I don't want to see, you know, mech suits and pulse rifles. It's just too generic anymore. This is a game that I'm really looking forward to, this next one, talking about going into different settings and different genres. Horizon Zero Dawn is a Sony exclusive. It was recently announced that it's delayed to February 2017 instead of this fall. But everyone's really excited about this one. It's an open world action RPG. Now, hold on to your seats for this one. Set in a future post-apocalyptic neo-prehistoric setting. So what that means is the human race has fallen and they've returned to like cave people type behavior, like hunting with bows and arrows and tribal groups. But like all the husks of our old cities and our old civilization is still present, and it's referred to as the old ones. And instead, all like organic life has been replaced by these huge mechanized monsters that look like weird combinations of mammals and dinosaurs, and they're robotic. So it's really, really unique in how it's approaching the genre, and a really novel idea, this neo prehistoric type setting. It's been getting a lot of press. It's got great animation, great gameplay, it looks like, that combines stealth and action and open world exploration. So because it was recently delayed, we're expecting to see a lot of great stuff about Horizon Zero Dawn at this year's E3. One of the games that I know we're both looking forward to a lot, though, Rich, Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh, yeah. Time for another Mass Effect game.
I'm so excited this year because I have a feeling. In fact, I know. I just know that they're going to show gameplay footage.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Yeah, yeah. This is my favorite game on the Citadel.
Yeah.
Definitely. Are you looking forward to this one?
Oh, yeah. I'm curious to see where they go, because they completed the Shepard trilogy.
They did.
So this has to be a completely new storyline set in the Mass Effect universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they're going to go with this.
Yeah, they've promised, they've given us some tantalizing hints, talking about how it's going to be set in a new galaxy, the Andromeda Galaxy, obviously. It's not directly tied to the previous series, so we might not hear mentions of Shepard or the Reapers, which I think will be a breath of fresh air, right? You need to step away from what was to make something new and exciting. Some gameplay leaked, and it showed jetpacks and exploration with a vehicle, so fans are excited to go back to the more open-ended type exploration rather than, you know, the corridor shooting that we had in Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3. So I'm really looking forward to this one. It was delayed to spring of 2017. It was supposed to come out this fall, but that's okay. As long as they make it perfect, I don't mind the delay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at BioShock Infinite. As long as the game comes out perfect, we won't mind a delay.
Yeah. Exactly. Take the time that you need to make it good. That's
I guess you could say there's more calibrations that have to be made.
Can it wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations.
Oh, how did I know you were going there?
Believe it or not, this damn gun still needs calibrating.
Yeah, the game still needs calibrating, I guess.
Still does.
But that's all right. Take the time they need.
I'm pretty sure we'll still need giant guns, and lots of them.
That's true. Yep. That's true. You always need guns.
Yep, that's right.
That's sort of like a theme so far in all these games. They're all shooting games, you know, that's with a lot of guns and action. But not all of them. There's some smaller games. Telltale's Batman is coming out this summer, so we're expected to see a lot of information at this year's E3. Telltale, of course, made famous with its Walking Dead series, focused on choice-driven dialogue.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Yeah, you played the Walking Dead series, right?
Yeah.
So, and I know you're a big fan of Batman. Do you think that Telltale can pull off a story, dialogue, choice-driven Batman game instead of, you know, the action adventure?
Sure, why not? They haven't proven me wrong yet, so.
So you're willing, will you give them another shot with Batman, maybe?
Yeah, uh-huh. Two of my favorite things coming together, Batman and the Telltale choose your own adventure kind of story. I love it.
Yeah, I like the choose your own adventure stuff. And this one will be interesting because it has, it's splitting it between Bruce Wayne and Batman. So you actually get to play as both of them. And I think your actions as one affect the story of the other. I mean, obviously, because it's the same person.
Yeah.
But, you know, the choice...
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Oh, God. Ah! Oh. Sorry, everyone. I just ruined the game. Deal with it. But another game that I'm looking forward to seeing is a little odd little title, Yooka-Laylee, developed by Playtonic Games. This is a brand new IP that harkens back to the good old days of colorful animal-type platformers. It's an iguana and a bat duo that, you know, does all the classic platforming stuff, collecting coins and learning new abilities and beating up enemies. This studio held a crazy successful Kickstarter campaign, over $2 million raised. People are really excited to see the return of classic platforming-type gameplay. This game was also delayed to the first quarter of 2017, but if the Kickstarter is anything to go by, this is one to keep an eye out for. What do you think about the platforming genre, though, Rich? I mean, it's not a genre that's been big these past couple of years, but do you think there's room in gaming to revisit the genre?
I mean, it's a possibility, but I don't know in the current landscape of video games.
You think it's just too action-oriented to go
at
back
least right now? I mean, yeah. I mean, look at all the games we covered before this one.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
It's like every
war.
Yeah, war.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I think it would be a nice change of pace. You know, I'm always looking
for the change
of pace type stuff.
It's possible.
But those are all the confirmed games that will be making an appearance. How about we delve into some rumors now, Rich? One of the biggest rumors, a game that we are both very excited for that has been in the rumor mill for the longest time, the Red Dead Redemption sequel.
Yeah, I hope that they make an announcement about this one. I mean, I loved Red Dead Redemption.
It was one of those games that snuck up out of nowhere. Again, you know, a different setting. It was a Western game, not many Western games at all. And there's been rumors about this for a long time. Recently, though, there were leaked images, specifically a leaked image of what appeared to be an in-game map. So, you know, the map you check in video games, there was a leaked image of that. There were, you know, leaks of people's resumes that had information about a possible Red Dead Redemption game. And people are torn. They're trying to figure out if it's a new Red Dead Redemption or a Red Dead Redemption remastered game. What do you think? Could it be?
I hope it's both.
Or the other, or both?
Yeah, do both.
That seems to be the trend.
Do a remaster and then do the sequel.
You'd launch the remaster and that gets everybody ready for
like
the
Last
sequel.
Of Us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because aren't they going to do? I heard that they were going to do a sequel to that.
There are rumors that Naughty Dog is working on a Last of Us sequel. They just released Uncharted 4, so don't get your hopes of hearing anything from them at E3. But there were some Easter eggs in Uncharted 4 that make people think, they might be working on something in the Last of Us universe.
Okay.
So, but remasters are a good way to get people up to speed and let players get a second chance of playing games. That's why another rumor is, of course, the BioShock Collection remastered trilogy. What do you think of that? Would you replay all the BioShock games on current-gen consoles?
Yes, I would replay all the BioShock games because they're that good.
They were fantastic.
I don't know if they should make a new one, though.
You knew exactly where I was going with that. Do you think that they're doing a remastered collection to get us ready for a current gen BioShock?
The only reason
It's been 3 years since the last one.
Yeah, but you know, it's Ken Levine's not involved with BioShock team anymore.
Yeah,
I know that's
the only thing that worries me.
He's the soul behind the story of it. Like, I don't want to see a non Ken Levine.
Well, we saw that already.
Yeah,
Bioshock 2,
and that was, you know, it was good, but it was missing something.
Yeah, it's you're right. It was good, but there was something intangible that it was missing.
Yeah,
I think it was the crazy plot twist.
Yeah. So I hope they don't do another Bioshock game.
Well, do a remastered. Yeah.
I'd love to play all of them.
I'd replay them.
Yeah.
1080p, 60 frames per second.
Yep,
definitely.
One
or two more points here in terms of rumors. A new God of War might make the show. Recent images leaked suggest that the new God of War game would be set in Norse mythology. What do you think about a Norse mythology set God of War game? Because I'm pretty sure we killed all the Greek gods.
Yeah,
already.
We killed all the Greek gods by now. Because the what was it, five games they had?
I think it was five games.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. All the Greek gods are dead.
They're
so,
all,
yeah,
they're
move
all
on.
Dead. Move on to a new mythology. Do you think that they do Kratos again? Like, is Kratos like moving on to the next like mythology, or are they going to do a completely new character? Because Kratos is so bankable. That's the thing.
Yeah, they might bring him back.
How would you feel about a God of War game that brings Kratos back?
I wouldn't be against it.
You wouldn't be against it? See, no. I feel like it's time for a new character.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They do that either. I think that's a good way to go, too.
I mean, honestly, I'm getting tired of Kratos and his whole I'm angry shtick, you know? Because, like, the first game, it made sense.
Oh, come on, Kratos. You're an emo little teenager.
You're an emo little teenager that's, like, 30 years old and has his whole body painted white. It's very, very strange. But I'm looking forward to hearing about a new God of War. I hope that makes the show. But probably the game that I'm most excited about, Rich, this is a very confusing one here, but there are some rumors that Sucker Punch will be making an announcement at this year's E3 because they haven't done anything since 2014 when the last Infamous game launched. And the reason why people are talking about Sucker Punch is because there's been rumors and leaks that there could be a new Spider-Man game in the works. And you're saying, what does Spider-Man have to do with Sucker Punch? Well, let me spin a web for you. So when Marvel restructured everything with Sony, people think that Sony somehow reacquired the exclusive rights to the Spider-Man video games. And you couple that with a leaked resume from an action, from a stunt motion capture person that listed PlayStation 4 Spider-Man game on it, and people's minds went wild, and they thought Sucker Punch is known for open world superhero games. Sony reacquired the Spider-Man rights. This resume popped up. So people are trying to connect the dots and saying Sucker Punch is working on an open world Spider-Man game exclusive to PlayStation 4. What do you think of that rumor?
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the Spider-Man games, but if
I love Spider-Man, you don't want to swing from tall buildings and
I don't know.
No. You don't know what you're missing.
Superman's or Spider-Man.
Superman.
Sorry. Spider-Man's more you? Of your turf.
Yeah. Well,
as a Spider-Man fan, does that make you excited?
This makes me really excited. Playing the Infamous games, you know that Sucker Punch has a great handle of the superhero genre, that they do open world very well, that they do using abilities very well. They make you feel like a really powerful superhero. You played Infamous, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like a really powerful hero. So if they can take that system that they have for Infamous and translate it to the Spider-Man world, specifically the traversal system where you're climbing over buildings, because that's part of Infamous, is jumping up buildings.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Spider-Man's got to do it.
Exactly. That's why people are going crazy with the rumor mill. Now, this is like, take it with a huge grain of salt, but that's what everybody's hoping, is that Sucker Punch is making a Spider-Man game. I would not object to it. I would be really excited for that. But that's just me.
All right. And there you go. That's our official E3 preview. A lot of video games to keep an eye out for. It's going to be very interesting to see how it unfolds over the weekend. And we'll give you a recap next week with all the big headlines and news that come from that convention.